49ers insider Cam Inman joins us. Chris Townsend, Roxy Bernstein, and Gianna Franco. Cam, how we doing?
I've landed, but I'm in O'Hare, and I just paid $18 for a prepackaged salad.
Oh, isn't that awesome? I always love like the $15 beer when I'm at the airport.
Airport prices, Cam.
Right?
Brutal.
They're making a mint here, and it's like as busy as like a mall at Christmas.
I know, it is unbelievable. I have my San Jose Mercury News in front of me, and I see the title of your article, Hope Amid the Heartbreak. Do you see the hope with the San Francisco 49ers after all of these losses, but they've all been so close?
I think there's this new hope now because it had been deteriorating week by week, and you were just getting this sinking feeling that they weren't going anywhere. Even though they were keeping it close with Brian Hoyer, C.J. Beathard was they just needed a fresh look. And it seemed, I don't want to say guys played better for him, but it seemed like there was a sense of urgency. Like these guys were like stepping their game up a little bit, trying to fight back into it. And, you know, for his part, if you do the math, I think they outscored Washington 24-12 or something like that once he got in the game. So I like the fact that he's playing now. I don't know how great of a quarterback he can be. But the fact that you're going to have 10 starts left in the season to figure out if this guy is an option for whoever else you're going to bring in next year. Like, do you have to go with another rookie or do you go with a veteran? So I think CJ is going to get a chance, and I think people want to see that because Brian Hoyer, he wasn't a terrible quarterback, but there just wasn't any life to that offense. Way too many punts and three and outs.
Hey, Cam, what do you see with his skill set that is the strength of what he brings to the table as a quarterback with C.J. Beathard?
Yeah, I want to say he doesn't mind being hit in the pocket because he got slammed a couple times yesterday. He's going to have to learn how to sidestep some of those and not run into defensive linemen like he did once or twice yesterday. I like his arm, although at the end of the game he let one sail that got intercepted, just didn't put all the way into it. But if you look at his touchdown pass that he threw, I think it really encapsulates a lot about what he can play at quarterback, where he stepped up in the pocket, and rather than take off in the running lane like a panicked rookie quarterback might, he pulled up right at the line of scrimmage, because right that's when he saw Aldrick Robinson wide open on the right side. Wasn't really in his line of sight until he looked over to the right and saw him. So he's reading the field well, and then he threw a good pass right on him. And I think that's a great first touchdown pass, and I don't know how many more they're going to be because it's still not an offense filled with a lot of playmakers. And so, you really don't know what he's going to be capable of because it's a team that still needs a lot of offensive talent infused into it.
So when you look at the situation with the 49ers and you see that Navarro Bowman's gone, there's the rumors of Carlos Hyde being traded. John Lynch assured him they were just rumors. Do you believe that?
I do. I do. I don't think that they're looking to trade Carlos Hyde because then you're left with Matt Breida and Raheem Mostert, and I don't see either one of those guys as being a full-time running back. I think Carlos Hyde is your full-time back for now. If you can work out an extension for a year or 2 years or 3 years, that depends on what he's going to want to take because, you know, if he hits the free agent market, there's not a lot of quality running backs out there, and he's only been in the league 4 years, so he doesn't have that much mileage on him. I've liked what I've seen out of him sometimes. The last two games, he hasn't produced well on the ground. So he's got to pick that up. And obviously, it's just everything in football and on offense, you need complementary parts. So he needs some playmakers, a wide receiver and tight end. They got to stop dropping passes and having ill-time penalties. They've got so many bad things going on. That's why they're 0-6, and they can't afford those bad things if they need to scratch out a win.
On the other side of the football, though, Cam, there are positives. When you look at, I think, the play of Buckner, what do you see with this defense? And hopefully they get Foster back this week. But do you see that those are two key building blocks to get this defense back to a top level?
I do. I've been thinking ever since we saw Foster in exhibition season, he's going to be the new face of the franchise. He's just so electric and energetic and a really positive spirit about him. And then Buckner's going to be great. He's going to be a really quality defensive lineman. He's got the motor. He's got the mentality. He wants to be great. He doesn't feel entitled in any way. Another guy that stepped up was Jimmy Ward, played pretty well yesterday. And he's, you know, making the switch to free safety. And he delivered some big hits yesterday. And if they get some better cornerbacks, that secondary is going to be a lot better, too.
Cam Inman, our 49ers insider from the San Jose Mercury News, joins us here. 95.7 The Game, Chris Townsend and Roxy Bernstein. Armstead has the broken hand. I know you've been flying. Does this end his year? How do you think this is going to go down?
I think it does. What are you looking at, a 4-6? I don't know how serious of the injury and what they'd have to do in terms of the surgery options for him, but at 0-6, I don't know why you would necessarily need to rush him back to see him play the final four games in a lost season. He was a number one overall draft pick, but that was by the previous regime. But this new regime has shown no loyalty to those old guys. So they may have seen enough out of Eric Armstead to say, we don't need to see any more of you this year. Let's get you back fully healthy next year so we can make one final year of evaluation in them. Because he honestly hasn't played great. He's had a couple spurts and flashes, hasn't been consistent enough. Where I think a lot of people are wondering, well, is he going to be a bust? And that's not necessarily because of his on-field, it's because of his injuries now. I mean, last year he missed half the season with a shoulder injury that he had aggravated. And now he's going to be missing, at least another couple months. I wouldn't expect to see him back until next year.
This probably means a more pivotal role for Solomon Thomas, Cam, than with a defense without Armstead. What have you seen from him so far in his rookie year?
It's one of those things, Roxy, where he's a defensive lineman, so you're only really going to see him notably if he's in the backfield, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that was my fear when they drafted him, was like, okay, they just used the number 3 overall pick on another defensive lineman, but it's not a edge-rushing defensive lineman. He may have to try to morph into that more, but even the coaches are on record saying his future is an interior pass rusher. And he got in there once or twice yesterday. He had the only sack on Cousins yesterday. And I do think he's going to be a quality pro. I just don't know how well effective he can be in terms of filling an outside role, which is where they were trying to get Eric Armstead out there. And they just don't have the edge rusher that they had in the past. And, Elvis Dumervil's the guy that's going to have to, take on more reps now because they haven't used him way too much. They need to start using him now to compensate for Armstead's absence.
Navarro Bowman has signed with the Raiders. I don't know if he's going to be able to play on Thursday night, but you've covered this guy, his career. Tell us what the Raiders are getting in Navarro Bowman right now.
They are not getting the Navarro Bowman of 2011 to 2013, but they're getting Navarro Bowman who thinks he's the Navarro Bowman of 2011 to 2013. He doesn't have the range that he used to have. He can still tackle. He's very smart. He knows what to do. I've seen him miss more tackles this year than I've seen him probably in his whole career combined. He just wouldn't be able to track guys down, especially in pass coverage is where the liability was. And that really would have shown yesterday because the Redskins, they passed a lot to their running backs and tight end. So he's a guy that still thinks he's great. So that's a positive, I guess. He's going to come in there thinking that he's going to rectify the defense, not just play out his final days. And he's gonna come in with a chip on his shoulder because he's been playing the disrespect card the last couple of years. And, I mean, hand it to the guy for how well he's come back from injury. He came back from that catastrophic knee injury and played well in 2015. 2016, he went down with the Achilles tear, which wasn't as serious of an injury. But even through spring workouts in camp, I hadn't seen the burst. It looked like he was guarding his speed. And I just don't know if that speed's ever come back yet. So he's hungry, and I know he's going to be comfortable staying in the base. I'm not surprised that he's sticking around. And obviously the Raiders need some help on defense, and who knows, maybe it'll work out great for them.
Cam, why release him and why not trade him from the 49ers standpoint?
Well, they did him a real big favor because he basically said, I'm done, I'm out. Right. And they had a trade set up, it sounded like, with the New Orleans Saints, and he didn't want to go there. And perhaps one reason was they may not have been able to fit his salary under. I think they only have $2 million salary cap room. And Bowman got paid $3 million by the Raiders today, from what I read. So maybe that factored into it also. They let him go on his own. They let Alex Smith kind of pick his destination back in 2013 when they were done with Alex. So it's an organization that wants to treat their players well in terms of guys that have put in the amount of service. And I think they did Navarro a favor with that because he's the one that said, I'm not going to play in your role that you want me to play in. I don't want to come out of the game anymore, and that's disrespectful to me. And So they said, well, then you're out of here. So that's how it worked out.
I get that, but I got to do what's in the best interest of my organization. And if I can get something for them, that's the route I got to go.
The question was, all you were going to be getting was a seventh-round pick from the Saints. So is that worth fighting over? I'm with you on that. I always think these players they should get more than they get in trades, but rarely do you get a lot back in a trade. They got a ton back with Alex Smith by sending him to Kansas City, and now we know why, because Alex is playing at an elite level again.
Cam, enjoy that $18 salad at the airport. It sounds delicious.
Well, sure, it'll be great.
Yeah. Hey, we always appreciate it. Talk to you next week.
Thank you, guys. Bye-bye.
Cam Inman.